This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sister Kate Maryam Ismail posted a quite long question in regard to her case, and she suffered from migraine headache when she fasted, and she saw throwing up and things of that nature. I would like to say to the sister, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names and attributes in this night of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure you and you give you a complete speed healing and take this sickness away and never come back to you. Allahumma ameen. To you and all to the sick, all sick ones. Based on your description, you're exempt from fasting and you can feed a meal for each day that you miss if this is something there is no cure for it. But if there is a cure for it or something that you can, a medicine that you can do to help you to cope with that, you should use it and you start fasting. You suggested that can I fast some days and break my fast some days? If you can fast, you should fast. But if you suffer from but if you experience the thing that you mentioned and the suffering that you go through, that's an excuse for you to break your fast. If you are capable of making up these days in a shorter days, I don't know if the reason for your sickness due to long hours of fasting or not, but let's say if this is the case and you can make it up these days later on, you should. But if you cannot, and any type of fasting will cause this kind of sickness, you should just feed for each day a miskin, a poor person. And I want you to know that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be worshipped by so many type of worship, an act of worship. So if the fasting is not something that you're capable of, let it be a salah, let the other act of worship. Let it be your gate to Jannah through a salah or the sadaqah or the al-amr al-ma'ruf wa ni'al munkar al-nasiha. Alhamdulillah, there are so many other good opportunities for you to do. And I want to assure you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he sees that you sincerely want to fast but you couldn't, that he will give you the reward of fasting. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous, the most forgiving, and the most knowledgeable of our situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us.